The Commerce Department reported today that sales at retailers and restaurants fell almost 1% in December from the previous month. That is the largest decline in 11 months. And the drop comes even as Americans have more money in their pockets because of lower gas prices. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News. She's with us from New York with more. Jill, welcome back.
Thanks.
What is behind this decline? Because we've been talking about how gas prices are providing a stimulus for consumers.
Well, we know that in the top line, we were expecting some softness because of gas prices. They were down 6.5% month over month. But I think more surprisingly, we got some other areas like building materials, which dropped by 1.9%. And December holiday sales, the height of it, sales at electronics stores declined by 1.6% in December from November. So I think this caught a lot of the marketplace and certainly economists by surprise. Even when we strip out gas and autos and building materials, sales still fell by 0.4% from the previous month.
So is this the beginning of a trend or a blip, or we just don't know?
I don't think we know yet. I'm a bit concerned only in that there were downward revisions to sales in the previous 2 months. So what are we supposed to take from that? Well, we're saving more money at the pumps, but a lot of Americans are saving that money. Maybe they're paying down some debt. They might be beefing up their emergency reserve or putting money into the stock market or into their kids' college funds. They're not spending it freely yet.
All right. Well, let's go from Main Street to Wall Street, because we also got some big news today from Wall Street. J.P. Morgan Chase reported an unexpected drop, 6.6% drop in its fourth quarter profit. What's behind that?
Well, a few things. First of all, they had legal expenses that were greater than expected. I think a lot of people thought they were going to maybe be $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1.1 billion pre-tax caught a lot of the street by surprise. They had to have higher credit provisions for loans that might go south. And actually, their trading was kind of stinky. Their markets revenue down by 13%. So it was not a great quarter for J.P. Morgan.
But overall, the year still pretty good for J.P. Morgan. Record profit.
Oh, yes. I mean, come on. It's sort of laughable when we talk about a quarter like this when they're making over $20 billion over the course of a year. So they're fine. Don't worry about J.P. Morgan.
Well, but you know, people, I guess, aren't worried so much about J.P. Morgan, but rather what Wall Street is trying to do to some of the regulations that have gone into effect, the Dodd-Frank reform. There's a story just today in the New York Times about lobbying efforts now to try to weaken the Wall Street reform legislation that's been in place. What's going on there, and will they be successful?
Well, first of all, I mean, the marketing of this is fabulous. The name of the bill is Promoting Job Creation and Reducing Small Business Burdens Act. I don't really think of J.P. Morgan as a small business. Okay, let's go through what they're trying to do. They're trying to water down some of the provisions of Dodd-Frank. One of the big parts of Dodd-Frank, the regulatory reform after the financial crisis, is something called the Volcker Rule. And
right.
That prohibited banks from trading or owning these different kinds of derivatives, collateralized loan obligations, CLOs. And what the new bill is trying to do is allow banks to keep those CLOs on their books for an extra 2 years from, you know, they were going to probably wind them down by 2017. This new revision would be, oh, let them have an extra 2 years till 2019. They're also proposing loosening some other reforms like, you know, oh, they don't want private equity firms to have to register with the SEC, some looser derivative regulations.
And are they going to be successful with this?
I don't know. I mean, this is going to be interesting. I don't think they'll get through a veto pen, but I think it's almost laughable that that 6 years later, we're meant to think that this is really necessary at this point.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joining us from New York. Jill, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.